sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
COVID-19 has caused over 60,000 deaths in America, more deaths than the entire Vietnam War. The term credibility gap came about to describe the way five American presidents misrepresented Vietnam. We have a credibility gap with COVID-19. President Trump has issued multiple statements at his daily press briefings comparing coronavirus to the flu. He's issued daily tweets comparing his response to Obama's response to the H1N1 influenza. Trump modestly rates his response as a 10 out of 10. The real numbers don't support that. There are similarities between the flu and COVID-19, but there are also huge differences. Scientific American published an article by Dr. Jeremy Faust, an emergency room physician and professor at Harvard Medical School. Faust writes that both coronavirus and the flu are underreported. The number of deaths attributed to the flu is an estimate that often includes deaths from pneumonia, always over a 12-month period. But the numbers attributed to coronavirus are actual fatalities for a four-month period. Dr. Faust compared the actual COVID deaths in New York City in the second week of April to the worst weeks of estimated flu deaths in the past 7 years. COVID came in over 10 times more lethal than the flu. An epidemiologist from Columbia University, Jeffrey Shaman, has conducted research on the transmission rate and fatality rate of infectious diseases. His research is often misquoted, citing a fatality rate of COVID of less than 1% in people with the virus. But he cautions those people to do the math. COVID-19 has what he calls stealth transmission, moving undetected rapidly among people who do not practice social distancing. He warns that if half of the U.S. population got exposed to the virus, it would result in over 1 million deaths, far more deadly than the flu. Trump continues to tweet comparisons of himself to Obama, and this misinformation gets repeated over social media. Both Obama and Trump declared a public health emergency the day after the World Health Organization declared a global emergency. Trump and Sean Hannity have tried to portray that Obama waited 6 months before he did anything. It's not true. It's also ironic because in 2009, Hannity accused the Trump-Obama administration of hyping the numbers and trying to make the flu look worse than it was. Biggest difference I see is style. Obama reacted with alarm over H1N1. Trump consistently minimized the threat of coronavirus. Obama took the advice of the CDC. He let them lead the daily press briefings. Trump is center stage at his press briefings and encouraged people to ingest disinfectants. Please remember, President Trump is not a real doctor. He only plays one on television. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.